Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Tonight we get to spend some time with a good friend of mine, a gentleman who is a member of Zuma Scientific Advisory Board. He is a guy who really knows a ton about health and wellness, partially because he spent a lifetime investing himself in learning and educating about the human body, but also because his day-to-day practice there in the great state of Delaware is to take care of people's health and well-being, and he goes well beyond just chiropractic care. He knows how to help people make good decisions for their health and well-being. So we're proud that he's a member of our scientific advisory board. I'm proud to call him a friend, Dr. Michael Trulia. I appreciate you being here as always, my friend. It's good to have you on the line.
Thank you. Always great to be here on this beautiful summer night, and we still got 3 weeks before summer's really here.
Yeah, for most of us, it's officially here for sure. So, Dr. T, you know, tonight's topic is one, you and I have been talking about it, but tonight's topic is one that I think is going to be, for some people, kind of an eye-opener. And other people, it might be a good reminder of some of the importance of what we're going to talk about tonight. And I know you've got some things. In fact, there might be a kind of an interesting story you're going to start off with tonight that I'm going to let you jump into to kind of underscore the importance of our topic tonight. So without any further ado, my friend, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you get started.
All righty, no problem. Well, welcome, everybody. And again, we thank you for taking time. Everybody's schedules are busy these days. Taking a few minutes out to learn a little bit about more about this great company, Zuma, and what they're doing and what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. Yes, it's interesting. You know, every single day we see, I don't know, roughly 40 new patients per month. So, again, this is people, many of them have never seen a doctor of chiropractic. They really want to get into the wellness world. They're just not sure where to step off and what we do and what the wellness world is all about. So during my new patient evaluation, one of the things I've been asking for at least 20 years, longer, but 20 years that I've been with Zuma, is when I go over structure and function, I first go over the external, the skeleton, the spinal column, and front and lateral views, and then I talk about the musculature, the 600 muscles that are attached to that musculature. And then I move on into the inside the body. There are three basic things that can go wrong that can start you on a even further decline, no matter how strong you are or how fast you are. And we talk about proper hydration, proper pH, and proper mineralization. And most people look at me like I've got four heads, because a lot of people will say they drink a lot of water, and a lot of water goes anywhere from 2 glasses a day up to, you know, gallons of water. And I find that when I start pinning those people down, they're not quite as clear, you know, what they're doing or why they're doing it or how they're doing it. And so we've talked about this many times, and how Dr. Marsh and I got speaking about this is we were talking about purified water. And I have that's one of the directions many of my patients go in. They'll say, well, oh, I'm not worried. I drink purified water. And I said, well, that's great, but 9 times out of 10, can you tell me what's in that water? Well, no, it's been purified, so I guess that means it's clean. I said, well, you probably have some of the cleanest water you'll ever had, but it's also dead. When they purify the water, they take everything out of it, so the water is clean, but it's not alive. And you want your water to be alive, so you're feeding your cellular structure. So how I really got together with Zuma, I understood this pH thing, and when I attended one of my first seminars, I bought the house that I'm in, and this house is about a mile from where I grew up. Well, I knew my water was going to be great, so I really didn't need Zuma's products so much. Until I started investigating a little closer, Dr. Marsh said, well, why don't you just get it checked? So as I said, there's natural aquifers under this ground because I grew up, you know, down the road. And so I knew that the water would probably be really good. And what really set me off after I attended Zuma's first seminar and I checked it, and I'm looking for the water to be around a 9, I find it very, very acidic. It was about a 4.9 when I tested it. And I was floored. There wasn't many bad contaminants in it, but the acidity was extremely low. or high acidity and low alkalinity. So that's what made me decide, wow, if I need this here, I need to look into this a little further. And that's why we add X2O to every drop of water or any just about anything we drink, but mainly water, since water is 70% of what your body is made of and 70% of the cellular structure, and about 80% of your brain's function is water. So we started looking into this and finding out, well, people were a little confused about the water because, number one, when I asked them how much they drink, again, some people say 2 glasses a day. Other people go on the standard that most of us have seen, 64 ounces of water a day. Well, that never made a lot of sense to me, because if you're 100 pounds or if you're 300 pounds, how can 64 ounces be the same for both of those people? So we sort of came up with the figure formula of trying to work toward half your body weight in ounces of water a day. In reality, it can be a little less because you eat foods that also contain water. So at least 3/4 of your body. But to keep the formula simple, we usually say try to consume approximately half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Now, that's easier said than done for most of us. I don't have my clients jump right into that. I tell them, those who haven't been drinking water for a while or not much water, to start off with just 25 ounces, 20 to 25 ounces a day. And I tell them about our BPA-approved bottle, making sure you don't need to add things that have more carcinogenics, in it, like regular plastic. So make sure what they're drinking out of is like one of our Zuma bottles. We sell a ton of those. Once I explain to them why, they need to be using that. So as I was speaking with Dr. Marsh about these things, he sent me to a site, and I was starting to look at this because we're just coming off cold and flu season, but we're moving heavily here in many parts of our country as we're moving into late spring, getting ready to go into summer. There are different things blooming all the time, and I have found for some reason more people have been affected this year than I've seen in a very long time with sinus problems. So I've had a lot of people, and you'll see they used to be called neti pots. Now they have these, I think it's called Navage or something of that nature, where they have a system where you can put the water up your nose and it comes out the other side and cleans it out. And so the concept's very good, but did you ever think about, did you look at the kind of water you may be using for that, or your friends or family? And so one of the sites Dr. Marsh sent me, I was looking at it in the title. It was interesting. It said, woman dies from brain-eating amoeba after using tap water to clear her sinuses. And I thought that was very fascinating. I looked further, and it said a Texas woman had died after contracting a rare infection from a brain-eating amoeba while using tap water to clear her sinuses at an RV campground, according to a recent report. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published the death investigation in its Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report, stating the patient was otherwise a healthy 71-year-old. Now, I want you to listen to that. This person's 71 years old, and yes, we have preached in my office since I've started, 60 to 80 should be middle age. We get this rare, wacky idea that 40 should be middle age, and if you continue to tell your brain that 40 is halfway home, then you have no choice but to die at 80 or before. So this is, this patient was otherwise a healthy 71-year-old person. So the Texas Department of State Health Service determined that the Texas woman did not have the recreational exposure to fresh water, but she reportedly used non-boiled water taken from an RV water system for nasal irrigation on several occasions. And that's what started creating her problem. In the same vein, they talked about this other lady. Let me see if I can pull this up. According to CDC, it's a very long word, commonly known as the brain-eating amoeba. It is one cell organism that lives in freshwater lakes, rivers, and hot springs. Now, how many times have you heard that hot springs are good for you? But this article talks about if water containing the amoeba goes up the nose to the brain, it can cause an infection called a primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. The CDC said typically fewer than 10 people a year in the United States get that, but nearly everyone who gets it dies. So it's kind of important that you be very cautious about what kind of water either you're jumping into a lake, especially if it's been stagnant for a while. You need to either hold your nose if you're going to go in that or try not to get your head underwater. So there's lots of weird things out there, but getting back to it, I mean, people, it says three sisters found dead after planned visitation with dad. He's still missing, but the woman received medical treatment for suspected, again, primary amoebic meningocephalitis and the infection. But according to reports, she started having seizures and died 8 days after the symptoms started. So there is some very bad things in your water. So we started looking up then, and there's a site I want to give you that Dr. Marsh turned me on to. And you may want to look up your area. And it was, and before I go there, it was kind of interesting. Before I looked at this site, I pulled up another one, and it was talking about different states in the country and their water, the health of their water. And this EWG.org site, you can pull that site up and you can pull your own state. And I pulled up Delaware and was quite shocked at some of the bad stuff that's in our water here in Delaware. But more importantly, this was kind of interesting. It said this did not include regular wells. Like, for example, I live in the country and I have this well because I wanted to tap into that natural aquifer. And so I'm not on public or city water. And none of these studies even included that. So God knows how many contaminants are there. For example, I had a little battle with some lymphoma a while back. I never smoked, never drank, never did drugs. I wasn't around too many chemicals that I know of. And so I was really questioning how this happened. And one of the very fascinating things, the doctor said, did you ever live in the country? And I said, well, I grew up in the country. He said, well, a lot of times, especially back then, you know, we played army. We crawled through the cornfields. We crawled through the soybean fields. People grew watermelons, and we worked in the fields most of the summer as a high school boy trying to make some extra money. And he said the amount of toxic sprays that were sprayed in the field, those things like Roundup that a lot of people I knew used around their house or in their ditches to burn them out, but those toxics laid in the field for a very long time. And young people, as they played army or did whatever we did out in the fields all day, we were absorbing a lot of that and had no idea, thinking we're living in the country, thinking that we're being healthy, thinking that we're doing the right thing. So these toxins can be from a long-term buildup. I talk about many times. Many of us wait for the symptom to think we have a problem, but most of our diseases start with dis-ease that comes from cumulative stress. And so I believe these toxins that we've had, I remember running through some of the irrigation systems in the fields, and some have said they've put things, I don't know if it's Roundup per se, but things of that nature in the spray itself to spray large amount of areas. And so God knows me and my generation, and who knows up to today if they still do that, but how many of us have run through those things thinking it's perfectly safe and fine and fun. So you want to check the water that you're using and be very, very cautious, and look up that site, because as you go down in the site, there's a place where you can pull by state, and then when you go to the state, it'll give you an overview of different locations and how many people that it serves, and if there are toxins in that water, how many there are and where they're located, contaminants of different types. So what do we do to battle this? Well, again, remember, the body is 70% water, and that's why the genius of what Zuma did to me was excellent. Rather than selling heavy bottles of water, they came up with a product called X2O. Now, let's go back again. My people who say, oh, no, I drink plenty of water. Okay, it may not be purified water, which to me, again, as my explanation is dead water. But they say, oh, I when I talk about the pH, they say, no, I don't drink my water. I buy bottled water. And again, I tell them that's wonderful, but if you look on the side of that bottle and it doesn't say the pH is above a 7, they could be getting water from my house. So it specifically has to tell you, and if it doesn't tell you, it probably means the water is not alkaline. So if we're going to drink that much water, half your body weight in ounces of water a day, then why not drink the most powerful water you can? And when you look at the 70 plus or minus minerals that Zuma has in the X2O itself, you can see how it both starts to hydrate the body and mineralize the body by mineralizing the cell. I can't tell you that the long-term importance of this, how many women especially, it happens to men also. I had a gentleman just today that it showed up, but a thing called osteopenia. And osteopenia is the precursor of osteoporosis, the softening of the bone. And again, it basically looks like when you x-ray the bone, it looks like a Swiss cheese. Had the bone will start having these little holes. And so the matrix of the bone is starting to tear down because they're not getting probably enough vitamin D, probably enough minerals, you know, in the bone also. And to get that, it has to start at the cellular level. So you need to take a look at that X2O and look at all those nutrients that we're pouring into the body. And as I said, if I'm going to drink that much water, why not drink the most powerful water on earth? And I don't know anything more powerful than we can do for our systems, except by having the X2O. Now, let's turn the corner just a little bit. A lot of people come into me and say, well, yeah, I drink a gallon to a gallon and a half of water every day. Well, many of these people are like 100, 125, and 150 pounds. And I say to them, so you're drinking 256 ounces of water, or I'm sorry, 128 ounces of water a day. That means you have to weigh about 256 pounds to drink that much water in a day. And they look at me really quizzically because they really, most of them who are not athletes and not really looking at their water intake are saying they drink that much, but don't really. Those who actually tell me they do can be almost as sick, and this is not scientific, this is just what I've seen, can have almost as many diseases and as many down things because what's happening, think about it. If you have a cell of which you have 70 to 100 trillion cells, each of them basically is a mini you. It has to eat, it has to drink, it has to excrete. So every time that cell receives something too acidic, it begins to put a coating over that cell. So now you're going to take your Zuma vitamins, you're going to get healthy, and you're taking your Life Source, and you're taking all the things, Berry Balance, and all the things we recommend, but you're drinking it with this water that's acidic. So, again, three things internally. Poor hydration. So now you're getting enough hydration, but the pH of that water is too acidic. So, therefore, that cell is not accepting those nutrients. So, therefore, these further symptoms will occur later, not always sooner. If you were like a swimming pool and your thumb would just turn green when you started getting too acidic, that would be great. But we don't do that. We wait until the symptoms come on. Again, the gentleman today was complaining about being fatigued. He was looked more lethargic, a little foggy in the brain. And, well, his wife said he was, the doctor said he would even have irritability. His wife said, you've had that all your life. So that's another story for another day. But the point is, all of those things can very much come from, and so I'm starting to turn, and believe it or not, this guy was a pharmacist. He's retired, but he was a pharmacist. He had no idea about vitamin D and the effects on the body and the effects on fatigue. I talked to him about the immune system. And, of course, I talked to him about half your body weight in ounces of water. If you're going to drink that much water, you need to drink the most powerful water on earth, and why X2O is the thing to clean up the cellular structure and then start on these other vitamins. I just want to add one more thing to that in the system. I can't say enough about our Silvermax. I believe, you know, and you all have to decide for yourselves where, or get with your upline, where to start. Because if you're new to this, it can be very, very confusing on what do you take when and how much of it and what should you be on. And if you have limited sources, then you want to get the most bang for your buck. And your upline should be able to help you with that. Or the corporate office has many, many testimonials on different subjects, so you can look that up too. But the point is, you want to start, to me, there is no other foundational thing. If you are not on the X2O first, if you're not cleaning up the cellular structure, then you're really wasting most of your money because most of those nutrients are going out. I did have a gentleman the other day who came in and was talking about our multivitamin and the X2O. And he said, you know, my wife's complaining because I got the most expensive pee in town. And that may be true because a lot of times your urine will start to turn even more hyper yellow because it is kicking out toxins, but it will also kick out excess nutrients. But wouldn't you rather have a little excess in the body than not enough? So that's my feeling. I want to constantly throughout the day, and that's why you can't just drink your X2O in the morning or take your vitamins in the morning. I've said many times, like our CalMag people, a lot of people, women especially, after going through periods, babies, menopause, those things, highly decalcifies the body. And they'll start talking about muscle twitches or restless leg, all those kind of things, spasms, charley horses, leg cramps. And if you notice, many of those people will begin to talk about it late afternoon, early evening, into the nighttime. And my answer to them is, because it is water soluble, that most people take those vitamins, if they're not sure what they're doing, they'll take them early in the morning. And so by 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they've urinated all those vitamins out of the system. So I highly recommend that kind of thing if you're really having trouble, even with our X2O, I'm sorry, or yeah, our X2O Plus has a great 2-to-1 ratio. If people are having more extreme problems, I make sure their X2O is high enough that they're getting toward that half their body weight in ounces of water a day to get all the minerals and nutrients they need, cleaning up those cells, and then taking that X2O formula plus the X2O Plus twice a day, morning and evening. So now I just want to give you a little overview. What we are doing, to me, it's in the nutritional wellness healthcare. You know, as a doctor of chiropractic, I'm so proud of the work I've been able to do and the results I've been able to see. And I looked for many, many years. I knew about fitness and what to do and how to help the patient. I understood nutrition and what we need to do, but nutrition can be very, very complex. And I'm so proud of Zuma for they've been able to sort of bring it together and make it as in its simplest form as it can be, but to help all the systems of the body or most of the systems of the body by putting together these very specific and fortified programs. And if you'll look, I mean, even in the last year, what Ken and the team has done to enhance many of our nutritionals, that's why you'll see new and improved. It's just amazing. So watch your water system. Watch where you are. It's vacation time. A lot of us are going to be out different places. Really pay attention to the source, but you're not going to beat being able to take your own water and then adding your X2O to that. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Marsh to round this out. And again, thank you for a great evening together.
Hey, Dr. P, I appreciate that. Good information. You know, I think about it, you know, I take it for granted, and maybe some of the people listening in tonight do as well. You know, the fact that I don't drink water that I don't have purified, or at least worst case scenario, you know, water that I don't know where the source is, at least I'm putting my X2O in there. You know, I mean, that's just what I do. But, right. You know, you look at all these examples. I mean, you gave some great examples tonight. But, you know, I mean, even like I think about, you know, the fact that we're finally in this country talking about looking at the dangers of fluoride and getting that out of our water supply. And I think,
yes.
You know, it's taken us as a country forever to figure out that there's a lot of junk in the water supply that none of us wants in our body. And sometimes it's downright scary what we're ingesting in that water. So I think anybody, especially people listening in on this call tonight, if you're with us tonight, I know you're probably one of those people like me where you're thinking, hey, I definitely need purified water. I'm not going to take a risk and chance and drink, you know, water with unknown contaminants and from unknown sources. But the other side of that is, you know, again, once we're making that decision, we all have to be aware that it's dead water. I mean, it is, in fact, like you were suggesting tonight, Dr. T, it's water that's acidic. It's water that's really got no life in it. And it's that X2O yes. that, as we know, just takes and transforms that water into something really special and really powerful from a health perspective for the body. It's funny. I'm at the place, and I'm sure some of you listening to my voice tonight can relate to this. Like, I will go great distances to get a purified source of water before I'd ever just take a drink from the tap. It's just like, for me, it doesn't register in my brain to do that. And I think I'm probably not alone in that. And the one thing that is true about X2O is whatever the source of water is, no matter if it is tap water, X2O will definitely make that better, that water better. It'll definitely improve the quality of it. But again, highest and best use, in my opinion, is always using X2O in that purified form of water whenever and how often you can get it. That's for sure, certain. One of the things that I'll toss in there, Dr. T, that we didn't cover tonight, that's just a little extra bonus that I'll throw in tonight for those of you, since we're talking about water quality. You know, one of the things that sometimes we overlook, and you alluded to it a little bit tonight, Dr. T, is that is the water that gets on our skin, right? The water that perhaps we bathe or shower in. And for me personally, in my house, every shower head has a shower filter attached to it, because here in Williamsburg, Virginia, where I live, the amount of chlorine they add to the water supply here is so strong that if you take a hot shower, you can actually smell the chlorine coming out of the shower head. And so for me personally, my entire house is outfitted with shower filters, just because, again, that's not only not great for your skin, it's not great to be breathing it in, all those kinds of things. And so the water quality goes beyond just, of course, like we were talking about what you ingest, but also what gets on your skin. And you alluded to that as well, you know, as far as swimming in certain bodies of water, as an example, can be very dangerous as well. So I'm not trying to freak anybody out, and I know you're not trying to do that, Dr. T, but these are the things that, you know, if we stop and we think about it, we'll probably just be better served at, you know, protecting ourselves and making sure that we're not putting ourselves in harm's way when it comes to our health. Any final thoughts on that before we wrap up tonight?
Well, absolutely need to be aware of those things. And one other final thing on the pH, yes, the pH being above 7 is very critical, and your alkalinity is not only great for your health, but today a lot of people in their homes have these, we have two of them, one of the generic names is called Rinnai water systems. And if your house, especially if it's older than, let's say, 20 or 25 years plus, if you go under your house or near wherever the faucets are or the pipes that come into the house, if you start seeing a green buildup around them, many times that's because your water is too acidic. So you're also destroying the plumbing in your house, and it will clog up those Rinnai heaters pretty quickly. And they're like, you know, $3,500 bucks a piece, so you don't want to have to replace those, you know, every other time. So there, this alkaline thing that God invented that, of course, but they've been able to capitalize on it. It is a big deal. So get, you know, start local, and then move across the country. Tell everybody that you know. Alkalinity, all that I do in healthcare, all that I do in wellness, fitness, and chiropractic and everything I do, if I only had one bullet in my gun I could do, just one, it would be the alkalinity. That's how important I think it is.
Hey, Dr. T, as always, I appreciate your time. And, hey, guys, appreciate you guys listening in tonight.
Good night, everybody.